From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone a-fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
I got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
The road to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty fur piece.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show, transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett. To play bridge because it's the only place where the dummy is important. Oh. Smiley Burnett!
Where do you dig up all those cornies anyhow?
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys ever hear me tell about the cyclone that we had out at Freeman one time?
Cyclone? No.
That was a rough cyclone. Boy, I'm telling you, it did everything. It squared a silo and blew a whole bunch of post holes up on a front porch.
Goodness gracious.
Braided the trace chain on a team of horses.
Well, did it wreck the town?
Oh, just tore it all to pieces, I'll tell you. The town pump, you remember where that was? Well, it was around behind the livery stable after that. And the bookstore, it blew all of it away except in just one book.
Well, what book was that, Smiley?
Well, it was a copy of Gone with the Wind.
You turned the tables on me, and now I'm falling for you. You turned the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought the lovely presents you brought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you'd come, I'd welcome anything from the 5- and 10-cent store. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop. And now I'm out on my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turned the tables on me.
Teacher, when she used to do the multiplications upside down on the board there. You turned the tables on me there. It's time right now to have a few words from our sponsor, folks.
Dramatized commercials for radio.
Yes, that's quite interesting. You know, it's that business of where Oh, Mary says, Mother, John's not speaking to me anymore. And she says, well, why not? And says, well, John says I'm sluggish or something like that. How's the program going here today,
Fine. Listen, did you ever work for a railroad? That's what I'd like to know.
Oh, did I ever work for a railroad? You betcha. I had a good job in a lookout tower one time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a pretty important job.
Yeah, well, how'd you lose it?
Well, sir, there was a wreck right in front of my tower. Two trains hit right head-on. It was just awful.
Oh, my
terrible.
Goodness, I bet it was just complete terrible. What, was there an investigation or something with a big wreck
well,
in front of you?
Yes, sir, they asked me what I saw, and here's what I told them. I says, mister, I looked down the track, and here comes number 63 just a-flying. I looked down the track the other way, and there comes old 97 just a-moaning and a-groaning.
Uh-huh.
I knew right quick that they were going to hit head-on.
Well, what'd you do?
I said, mister, that's a heck of a way to run a railroad. Sweet Georgia Brown, go ahead and sing something.
The good Lord willing, I'll see you again. Until then, say a prayer for me. The good Lord willing, I'll return.
Didn't they, though?
Yes, sir. I like that and fine. You know, now and again, I sing in the picture, and a while back, I sung a song called The Fire of 58. So when come time to make another picture, I said to the director, I said, let's have another fire, shall we? So I wrote another song called The Fire of 41. You may want to throw this one in the fire when I get done singing with it, but you can't get shot for trying, or can you? Yeah, anybody want to give me about 2 bits worth of introduction on The Fire of 41? Remember the fire of 41. I was shingling the schoolhouse fire when McGinney drives up just a cone to beat the breeze, and he yells, my gosh, there's a fire. Well, I climbs down and I gets my fireman's hat and calls out the volunteers. I wound up the siren and laid on the bell. I ain't seen such a fire in all my years. When I called out the volunteers, when I called out the volunteers, there was Charlie Burton, Cy, and Fred, Bill, and I when I called out the volunteers. Well, the wind was sure blowing when we got to Murphy's place. Murphy was broke out in a rash. Well, he didn't mind the house a burning flat to the crown. Save the barn, boy, she's plumb full of mash. Oh, the fire got the depot and the Silver Box Saloon. Then a spark got the hotel ablaze. And there in the window stood the lovely Widow Jones. We got set for a grandstand play. Well, I called out the volunteers. When I called out the volunteers, we
about 61 men, three engines and a pump, when I called out the volunteers. Well, the town was really lit, you could see for 20 miles. Jim Smith lit out for the mire. How he looked just like a comet with a smoke trailing out, for the seat of his britches was a fire. Well, he fought like crazy to save the Hawkins house. I says, I'm sorry for you, love. Well, he smiles at me and says, she ain't a total loss. The chimney's still a standing by gum. Well, when I called out the volunteers, when I called out the volunteers, there was Charlie Burton, Cy, Fred Mill, and I, when I called out the volunteers.
Oh,
yes, sir. Folks, we made a dive for the microphone here and got here right on time to tell you folks that it's all over. That's all we want to tell you. We've had a good time. Speak well of me, and I'll dare you to talk about me. This is old Smiley Burnett saying,
goodbye. You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Georgia Brown and the Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett. Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.